Okay, we're going to start with Rav Gidlom Arav again. Dav Gimel Amud Beis. Omar Rav Gidol, Omar Rav. Zrikas Pigul Eino Motzi Midei Me'ila. So we know by Kodesh Kedoshim, once you do Me'ila, the din, once you do Zrika, the Me'ila falls off the kol, except for the part that goes on the Mizbeach. But by Kodesh Kedoshim, the part that's eaten by the Koyanim, the Me'ila goes off. By Kodesh Kalim, it's the reverse, because Kodesh Kalim, there's no din of Me'ila before. If the Zrika wants its Nizbara Chelik Avoya, which part is going to go on the Mizbeach? So the Din Zrika brings on the Dinim of Me'ila. So basically by Kodesh Kedoshim, Zrika is Mekel in the Alochas of Me'ila. And by Kodesh Kedoshim, by Kodesh Kalim, the Zrika is Machmer. So if Gidlom Arav says that this difference that Zrika makes is only if the Zrika was Kosher. Omar of Gidlom Arav, Zrikas pigul ainu moitzi midei me'ila. Zrikas pigul won't remove the din of me'ila by kodesh kedoshim, which normally the din me'ila falls off from the part that gets eaten by the kohanim. The ainu maybe lidei me'ila by kodesh kal. And kodesh kalim normally get a din of me'ila. Does not happen when you have a zrikas pigul. Okay, so last week we began to go into this memory of Gidol HaMarav. It seems that the memory of Gidol HaMarav is a Beferish Mishnah. Because if you turn back to our Mishnah discusses Kodesh Kedoshim that was shechted in the wrong place. And then the Mishnah goes on to Kodeshim that had Pigel. The Mishnah says, the third line in the Mishnah, fourth line, if you shechted the carbon with the kavana to do an avoid or to do achila chutzlim koyman or chutzlim manam, moyalin bohem, is it in a meal? So if Gidlom Arav seems to be a member that we don't even need to hear, it's a Mishnah, something we learned already in the Mishnah. The biggest difficulty of our sugya is to understand what did Rav Gidlom Arav say different than we already learned in our Mishnah. And now we attack Rav Gidlom Arav from all sides. Rav Gidlom Arav didn't do anything more than tell us the Mishnah. The Mishnah already said that if you shecht the carbon with the wrong kavana, namely pigul, whether it's a pigul of Koras, which is chutzlis manai, or it's a pigul of chutzlim koimai, so the Mishnah paskin that the carbon is still remains in the halacha of Me'ila. So I say in the Mishnah, Me'ilin boy. Period. And then the Gemara goes on to, the Mishnah even explains exactly the details of this aspect, but that's the halacha of the Mishnah. So what in the world is Rav Gidlom Arav adding to the Mishnah? If the Gemara has any problem on Rav Gidlom Arav, it should only be Peshitta. The Gemara should ask, what's Rav Gidlom Arav telling me? It's a Mishnah. Instead, the Gemara treats of Gidlom Arav like he got into a major controversy. He got into a major controversy. And the Gemara, the Mishnah now is going to deal with Rav Gidlom Arav. The Gemara is going to deal with Gidlom Arav. Says the Gemara like this. Yosef Abayu Komol Oshmaitz. Abayu said over this dinner of Rav Gidl, namely that Zrikas Pigel doesn't do anything, doesn't change the status of the Me'ila. Eisvei Rav Papa Abayu. So if Papa tells Abaya, have a Mishnah, not like if and those 40 breads got Kedusha at the time that you shechted the carbon toida. So if you shecht the toida lefnim for lachma chutz lechayma, and the bread of the toida is outside, we just recently had in the daf this din, machloik is outside of Dazor, outside of Yerushalayim, based Pagi, Loi kidesh es halacha. The bread doesn't have kedusha. Or if the bread wasn't really bread. Shachta atchaloi komu panel, batano. The halacha is that bread is only has a din lechem after it gets a crust. That's negeh till Shabbos. It's negeh to kol atara kula. That a bread is only considered bread. So if you did it before the bread got a crust, or even if only one bread didn't get a crust, afilu komu kula chutz meyachas mehen, loy kiddush alechem. The bread doesn't have kedusha. Now the Mishnah continues. Shechta chutz lezmano chutz lemkoyma. What happens if you shechta the toida in the wrong, with the wrong kavana, pigel? Kideish halachem. The bread does get kedusha. Now it's obvious that it did the din of the meal. So the Gemara sees this as a conflict with Rav Gidla Marav. So Rav Gidla Marav says that pigul doesn't affect mila in either direction, and here it says that it does affect the din of mila. Says the Gemara, alma pigul maisin de mila. We see pigul does work. Ishtik. He felt that. That's it. You knocked off Rav Gidla. Ki hosal akame derav abe. Omalei bizrikin. He answered, well, I can make a distinction. Rav Gidla Marav is talking about a case where the Zrika was with pigul. And the Mishnah in Menachas and Zvachim, that's talking about where the Zrika was done with a proper kavana. Nothing wrong with the Zrika. The only problem was with the Shechita. So there Rav Gidla Marav would agree. That's the Gemara. And now the Gemara continues with the same idea. Omalei Rav Ashi, Lirava, what do you mean? V'omar Ula, we have a similar case. Where the pigul is chal at the beginning. Koimetz pigul she'el olagabi mizbeach, if you took a kmitza. And kmitza is the equivalent of shchita. Okay? So you took a kmitza which was already pigul. And you put it onto mizbeach, poka pigula mimenu. The din pigul falls off. Says the Gemara, kmitza ainu shchita. So how could you tell me that the real bona fide pigul is only by Zrika? We see here that it's considered a bona fide pigul already from Shechita. Because Kmitza is like Shechita. Omalei, so he told him, Isura de Maisili de pigul. When it says pigul, it doesn't really mean it's pigul. It means it's in the process of becoming pigul. But it really doesn't become pigul till Zrika. That's what he answered. The Gemara says it uses a lashon pigul v'aktani macher mevili de pigul. It calls it pigul from the beginning, the koymitz. Who atzmai lo kol shekein. That's just a lashon of the sugya over there. The Gemara says no. Even though it uses the term pigul, hu nami isura de maisili de pigul. All it means is an iser which ultimately will bring to pigul. The Gemara continues with a very similar question. The halacha is that if you have chutz l'zmanoi, if you make something pigul because chutz l'zman, which means you had in mind to do it in the wrong time, there's koras. If you eat such a korban, chayv koras. If you had in mind chutz l'mkoymoi, so then it's pigul, but there's no koras. What happens if you had both kavanas? You had kavanah chutz l'zmanoi and you kavanah chutz l'mkoymoi. So what affects the korban? What do we say the korban now becomes a korban of koras? It's definitely possible. Is it become chorus or lav? So it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that as long as the zman came first, the first psul wins. So if the first kavana you had was shaloi chutz l'zmanoi, that's pigul and chorus. Later on, the fact that you had another kavana doesn't matter. The chachamim hold no. Once there's a combination of chutz l'mkoymoi, so there's no chorus. So going on that memra, it says, Ilfa says, Machloikis. When is there a dispute where Rabbi Yehuda goes to say that even though you have a combination, it still goes by the chutz l'zman as long as that was first, b'shtei avodas. That's only if there were two avodas. Meaning, I had one simen, I shechted chutz l'zmanai, the next simen I did chutz l'mkoymai. But if in the very same simen that I was shechting, I had in mind both, even if the zman came before, it's not chorus. Okay, going to Omar, any shechet simen rishon chutz l'zmanoi, v'simen sheni chutz l'mkoymoi.
Abu ba'avoida achas, in one avoida, meaning if he was shechting one simon, and in that very same simon he had in mind, A, chutzlos manoi, and B, chutzlom koimoi, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that there's no karas. It's called a mixture of machshava, and there's no karas. The Gemara is just bothered by one point. But according to what you're saying, it's not really pigul til zrika. So what's the difference if that's the case? The simple way to learn our Gemara is, it's always happening together. You follow? In other words, the simple way to learn our Gemara is that what the Gemara is asking is like this. The whole point of Rabbi Yehuda is if you have kavana A, and then you have kavana B, so we go by the first kavana, as far as karas. And it even depends on which part of the avodah. The Gemara is asking, but if you're telling me it doesn't really become pigul till zrika, so it's always happening together. What's the difference, the sequence of the kavanas in the beginning, the process, since we just said it's only a process. The end is the pigul happens in one shot. Bishas rika. So if the pigul is really enacting bishas rika, it should make a difference when the kavanas, well, that is the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachanami l'chizorek. Once you do the zrika, then retroactively, the process becomes part of the activation. In other words, that the shechita is part of the process. The kabbalah is part of the process. When you get the zrika, it activates it. But once it activates it, it's retroactive. So it's still a domino effect. And because it's a domino effect, Rav Yehuda looks at the first domino. Now, as the Gemara was asking, what do you mean? Why is there a domino effect? It's happening in one shot. The Gemara says, no. Even though in a chanami, it doesn't become real pigul till zrika, but once that happens, we look at the whole process. We look at shechita, we look at zrika. So if the shechita first had kavonas chutzlos manei, then chutzlom kaimai, we look at it like that's what that infected the carbon first. That's how the Gemara answers this question. No, because this is dealing with the actual chalois. Rav Yehuda is saying that we go by the first chalois that was chal, to which we said, in other words, if it was first chal, a pigul of chutzlos manai, then that's what takes place. If it was first chal, a pigul of chutzlom koimai, then that's what takes place. So now we're talking about a chalois. So the Gemara is bothered now. Well, if you're telling me ultimately the chalois pigul is waiting on the side until zrika, so who cares what button you push first over here? At the end of the day, there's one tripper. Look at it like you have a major fuse box, you know, like all electric boxes have. They have one major fuse. When you turn that, everything goes off. Yeah? So if that's on off, you could be playing with the fuses from now till tomorrow. It doesn't do anything. So the Gemara is basically saying is, review this, putting a focus, whether you trip that fuse or that fuse. What's the difference? Now that you're telling me there's a master fuse on the bottom, and when you pick that up, L'chaim l'shalom, so it's always should be Erev Machshavas. Before wasn't Chalois, before we're just working on the Lashon of Pigul, so we could say, well, it doesn't mean, the Lashon Pigul means it's in the process of Pigul. But here the whole focus is the sequence of the Chalois, to which the Gemara says, now you're telling me that the Chalois is not Chal till the Zrika, so then it should be that the process, the way it's going along the road, shouldn't make a difference. There's one box at the end. The Gemara says no. Basically, what the Gemara is saying is when you put that master switch on, then we see a ripple effect. And everything is like boom, 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 boom. It's not vayhi or. It's not you put it on and it's a ripple effect retroactively. That's the Gemara's answer. But the whole sugi here is going around this member of Gidla Marav. Really, as we said, was a Beferish Mishnah. It's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says this then. And whatever issues the Gemara is going to have with Rav Gidla Marav should be an issue, esteris in Mishnayis. If you really think that this Mishnah is a contradiction with Rav Gidla Marav, it's a steer with the Mishnah. So this is very, very difficult to understand. The whole process of the Gemara's thinking is also very difficult to understand, because the Gemara definitely doesn't have a havamina that if you do pigul by shechita, it's not pigul, it's pasul. It's definitely pasul. If somebody has pigul by shechita, and the rest of avodas, he's mamish pataras hakodesh, he's doing them with all the wonderful kavanas, it's still pigul. There's no way to get away. Once you're out of mind pigul by any avodah, that's it. It's not like you, it's, so clearly we can't learn that the Gemara is the Gemara understands that if you don't have machsheves pigul by the end, that it's not real pigul. It's not shaykh. The whole kutchim tells us not like that. If you have a kavana of pigul by any avoida, the korban is permanently possible. This clearly can't be any kind of havamina otherwise. So Rashi, the mefarish by us, takes a very interesting approach, which actually complicates it a little bit. Rashi takes the approach that Rav Gidl HaMarav has an added component. He holds, he's only talking about one specific situation, where you had in mind pigul by shechita, and you also had in mind pigul by zrika. If you didn't have in mind pigul by zrika, then Rav Gidl HaMarav holds, even though everybody agrees that once you do zrika, the pigul is chal. Everybody agrees to that. Nobody could. It's indisputable. Once you did zrika at the end, whether you did it with good kavana or bad kavana, no matter what kavana you had, the end of the day, once you have a machsheves pigul at the end, at the any time throughout the four avodas, if you had a bad kavana and then you do zrika, it's over. The korban is definitely pigul, karas, everything. There's no debate. It's a beferish mishnah. It's a beferish mishnah. The mishnah says when it in zvachim, when the mishnah describes pigul, it says ketzad lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. The mishnah goes through examples. Shachat shaloy chutz l'zmanoy v'kibel v'hilech v'zorak p'shtika. It's beferish. It's possible. Well, if you had a machsheves pigul by zrika, that would still be called a kosher zrika. It's kosher zrika regarding everything else other than pigul. But the point is that the lechora should be no difference between having a machsheves pigul by zrika or not having a machsheves pigul by zrika. By the end of the day, once you have the zrika, that's it. And you had a kavanas pigul anywhere along that line, the full impact of pigul is chal. Irrelevant of how the Gemara is learning. If it's a process, it doesn't get nailed in till the end, you could say whatever you'd like. But the end of the day is, once you had a machsheves pigul, it's irreversible to correct that. It's not like I could do something now, go to the mikveh. Yidl holds the mikveh, take care of everything. It's not going to help you. Once you had a machsheves pigul, it's over. Okay? So you could do the rest of avodas with kodesh kedoshim, still going to be the pigul. And if you had in mind chutz l'zmanei by shechita, you can be chayiv korbas if you eat from this korban, that you spritz the blood with the right intention. So Rashi's way of learning, the Mefarish's way of learning here, is very complicated. Because it's one thing, and the way I explained to the Gemara as we read it, it's one thing to tell me that pigul doesn't kick in until zrika. That's palatable. You could understand that. Pigul doesn't kick in until the end. We have many Mishnayos that support that. That pigul doesn't kick in until the end. So to say that there's a process of pigul, and pigul doesn't get finalized until zrika, that's very acceptable. But to tell me that there's a difference between if you had a machsheves pigul by shechita and zrika, versus if you had a machsheves pigul by shechita and not zrika, that's unacceptable. But in fact, that's the way Rashi is learning. Because let's look at the bottom of the daf, how Rashi learns bizrika. First of all, when Rashi starts the sugya, take a look at the first Rashi, Omar Avgidl Omar Rav, Zrika Spigul, three lines as they get wide, Omar Avgidl Omar Rav, Rashi says, Zrika Spigul, says Rashi, Shechishev bizrigal afage lazevach, some say shechita, okay? Upogal nami bizrika. Rashi clearly puts in the component that Rav Gidl is talking about only a case where you also had a kavanas pigul by zrika. Not only does Rashi learn like that in the beginning of the statement of Rav Gidla Marav, but when the Gemara now made this distinction between if you had pigul just at the beginning or you had pigul at the end, Rashi says what he means is not that the zrika didn't happen. He means that the zrika happened without you having a kavanas pigul. If you look at the bottom of the daf, mamish the last line, Rashi says, "Loi havi pigul gomer." Mamish the last line on the daf, "Loi havi pigul gomer shaloi pogal elo b'shchita lechudo." You only had a kavanas pigul by shchita. For hod ha'omar Rav Gidl, eino mevi lidei meila. Hainu lemi shepigel bizrike ka'oma. Unbelievable Rashi. So Rashi is taking the position that Rav Gidla Marav is making a maskona chiluk between pigul that you had in mind by shchita and ended with zrika and pigul that you had in mind by zrika. Only the gabi. Only the gabi mila, but it's inexplicable. It's a medrash pliya. It's the same pigul. Yechayev koras. Everybody agrees if you eat this carbon now, yechayev koras. It's a regular pigul. So whatever the zrika had to do to knock the nail in the coffin, that it's pigul, it did already. And if somebody would eat it, it's chayev koras. Rashi saying with Gidla Marav is still coming in here and making a distinction between if the pigul was in the shechita alone, or the pigul was also at the time of the zrika. It's very unclear what Rashi means. Now it sounds like not only is Rav Gidla Marav saying over our Mishnah, but he's limiting our Mishnah. You follow what I'm saying? If we read our Mishnah simply, it actually sounds like Rav Gidla Marav is limiting the fallout of pigul. We thought Rav Gidla Marav is coming in here wild. Pigul is ain't him oitzim idei mila. When now we're attacking him, what do you mean? Pigul could be. Turns out that Rav Gidla Marav is actually limiting the chiddush of pigul, because when you read our Mishnah simply, the Mishnah saying any kind of pigul doesn't affect mila. Rav Gidla Marav comes. No, when doesn't it affect mila? That's only if the zrika was also done with pigul. But if the zrika wasn't done with pigul, then it will affect mila. So, the question that we started with is compacted. Rav Gidla Marav is actually coming in and he's limiting. The Mishnah is the one that's wild. The Mishnah says, pigul, disaster. Doesn't affect mila. Rav Gidla Marav says, well, it depends. If the pigul wasn't by the zrika, then it won't affect. If the pigul, then it will affect the mila. It's only if the pigul was at the time of the zrika that it will. There's no mention of that in the Mishnah at all. It may actually be a mention in the Mishnah, the opposite of that, but there isn't a mention of that in the Mishnah. It comes out that Rav Gidla Marav is limiting and minimizing the effects of pigul, and we're going out to ask on him. It's Marafi Sigur. Tosfos takes a different approach. If you look at Tosfos, Omar Rav Gidla Marav, Tosfos clearly states, second Tosfos on the daf, Tosfos says as follows. He says, Pirush im shochat bepigul va'achakach zorak stam ein azrika motziyosa midei mi'ila denikri boi hetel lekehanim afogav demani azrika lakvuye bepigul. So there's a big machlekes here, how to learn with Gidla Marav. According to Rashi, Rav Gidla Marav is actually being very particular of when pigul doesn't affect mila. It's only this kind of a pigul that was also by zrika. And that's what the Gemara's ultimate answer is. That whatever any Mishnah you're going to find that will be mashma, that pigul does affect mila, that's a pigul where you didn't have the kavana by zrika. But if you had the kavana by zrika, then it wouldn't affect the mila. That's what comes out. So, again, it just makes the question that we started with even more difficult, because if Gidla Merav is not telling us any Chiddush, he's limiting the Chiddush. He's limiting the Chiddush of the Mishnah. He's actually Rav Gidla Merav is giving us an opportunity to be able to rectify our Mishnah with all these other Mishnahs instead. So Rav Gidla is the solution and we're making him into the problem. You know what I mean? Rav Gidla is the solution. We had a Chiddush in our Mishnah that Pigel doesn't affect Mila. We have these other Mishnahs that our Mashman that Pigel does affect Mila. Now we got an answer. We got Rav Gidla. Rav Gidl's the hero. Rav Gidl comes in, he says, I have an Eitzah. The Eitzah is that if you do Pigel by Zrika, then it won't affect the Mila, because that's ultimate Pigel, whatever ultimate Pigel means. And if you didn't have Kavanah Mila by Zrika, then it will affect the Mila. So, why is Rav Gidl the problem if he's the solution? He's actually the solution. This is a Pelot Gazach. It's not relevant. It's irrelevant. Tosfos seems to learn that Rav Gidla Merav is just really saying over our Mishnah. See, according to Rashi, Rav Gidla Merav is actually limiting the Mishnah. Because when I just read the Mishnah the first time, I would say, oh, any kind of pigul makes that the Me'ilah stays the same, whatever it is. If it had Me'ilah, it stays Me'ilah. If it didn't have Me'ilah, it doesn't beget Me'ilah. The Mishnah seems to say, pigul freezes the kol. Whatever it is, it stays. Status, frozen. Rav Gidla Merav, according to Rashi, came and he said, one second, depends. If the pigul was by Zrika, then it freezes it. But if the pigul was in Shechita or Kabbalah or Elocha, then no. Then the Me'ilah will get affected. So according to Rashi, Rav Gidla Merav came in really, L'chora, and he limited what the Chiddush of the Mishnah was. So, the way Rashi is learning, it's completely bizarre why we would now be attacking Rav Gidla Merav's Chiddush. Rav Gidla Merav limited what the Gemara should read, the way Rashi learns, I would say it would be logical. The Gemara should start like this. The Gemara should quote our Mishnah. Okay, if I was writing the Gemara, right? The Gemara should quote our Mishnah. The Gemara should say, Meisvei, it says that Ashechet is Atoida, Chutzl Zmano, Chutzl Mkoyma, Kiddush Alechem. And the Gemara should say, oh, Marav Gidla Merav. Rav Gidla Merav has an Eitzah. He's a solution. So that's what should come out. And it became Moshe Gepoy. Everything got turned on. He became our problem. And then we were kvetching that thing. Does it help? So the Gemara, in conclusion, now the Gemara says, now that you're telling me that there's a difference between Shechita and Zrika, the Gemara says, so by Toida, when it says by Toida, I mean Pigel, so L'chayre, that's also talking about Zrika. Yochi gabi Toida nami adazorek. We're talking about Zrika. Just like you're telling me all the other Mishnayos means Zrika too, the Torah also means Zrika. So if it means Zrika, so why does it Mekadosh the bread? Our original question. The Gemara says, well, my Kiddush liposel the boy Sreifen. It means Sreifen. Conclusion is that we have no question at all. Our whole question was that the Mishnah implies that Pigel does affect Me'ilah from the Toida case. The Gemara is saying it's not even talking about that. When it said Kiddush Alechem, it didn't mean regarding Me'ilah. It meant that it needs Sreifa. Bread becomes holy, now it needs Sreifa. It's called Shemsul. That's the Gemara. If it didn't have Kiddush, it wouldn't need Sreifa. It needs Sreifa. That's all. That's the Gemara's conclusion. And now the Gemara goes through other Mishnayos that will provide proof or with the psak of Rav Gidla Merav, and the Gemara ultimately resolves. You know, we'll read it quickly. The Gemara says, let's bring another proof. Lema Messiah Le. Ha-Pigul Lo'oilam Mayalin Boy. It says, Pigul always has Me'ilah. It sounds like the Mila status doesn't go away. Lav afal gav the Izrik dam umisayale. Loi. The loi zarak hadam. Maybe that's talking about where the blood wasn't spritzed. Either loi zarak hadam, maila memra. What is the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Of course there's a din of me'il if you didn't spritz the blood. Lo'olam the zarek. You spritz the blood. V'chitanya ahi ba'oila. In oila, everything goes on the mizbeach. So therefore, it's irrelevant. The Gemara says, what do you mean? If you're talking about an oila, of course there's a din of me'ila. Oila never lose the status of me'ila. Either oila pshita the gavoya kula, it all goes to the mizbeach. V'oi diktoni sefer, it says clearly, if the blood was pusil and you spritzed it, it's still, there's a din of me'ila. If it's talking about a chatas, we understand. Oila always has me'ila. Even after a good zrika, tzricha l'mema. So the Gemara says, Seifa v'adi misayil. Itaka yavaraya, that there's a din, that zrika of pigul doesn't help. Reisha, the Gemara tries to deal with the Reisha. Okay. So it comes out that the Gemara is ultimately saying that Rav Gidla Marav has a chiddush, and we're debating if we have Mishnayos and Shas that support Rav Gidla, we have Mishnayos and Shas that dispute Rav Gidla. We go back to our original question, which is that Rav Gidla Marav is only saying over the din of our Mishnah at worst, and at best, he's helping the din of the Mishnah. So, ultimately, this is a problem even according to the Maskon of the Gemara. Even according to the Maskon of the Gemara, the Gemara treats Rav Gidla Marav as an independent chiddush, which can either be accepted or refuted. And in fact, Rav Gidla Marav is nothing more than saying, at the very most, his chiddush is the din of our Mishnah. And at the very least, of a chiddush in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says pigul doesn't affect me'ila, and he's saying, well, it depends. According to Rashi, only if the zrika was done with pigul, which again, we said that also was a plea. So I want to go through some of the shailas of possibilities how to learn of gidul. I'll go through the main way to learn, which is the way that the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer on Kachim takes his approach. And the way the Nezer HaKodesh here in the Sugya, both of them seem to say the same thing. V'kosha, I'm reading now the Nezer HaKodesh. He asks our question. V'kosha, Michael Mashmala, what is Rav Gidla Marav saying that we didn't already know? We learned in our Mishnah, Shachton chutz lezman on a chutz lemkoyman. Mayalim b'hem. The Mishnah said clearly that if you had in mind machshavas pigul, there's a din of me'ilim. Ba'akoch chai me'ilim d'ra'ah. It's a regular me'ilim d'ra'ah. It says like this. Ve'efshar loymar, he says we could say, ve'masniton mayri koydem zrika. Our Mishnah is talking about a guy shecht the korban with pigul, and he never did zrika. He never did it. He never did zrika. The Gidla Marav comes and says, "One second, I want to make an addition to our Mishnah." Our Mishnah says that the shechita, if you do shechitas pigul, he still has a din of meila. Maybe our Mishnah would hold that if he did zrika, the din of meila falls off. If you do zrika, it's not going to help you. That's the way the Nezer HaKodesh wants Rav Gidla's chiddush. So if Gidla is coming, he's getting to our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah says clearly, Shochat. Shochat chutz l'zman ei v'chutz l'mkoyma. The Mishnah doesn't talk about zrika. Baruch Atun. Well, no, the Mishnah makes a lot of sense. Let's take the approach that the Nezer HaKodesh said. I just want to read you Chofetz Chaim says the same thing. Chofetz Chaim says The Efshal of Fahish Mishnosenim. Chavetz Chaim says, I could tell you that our Mishnah is talking about Koidim Zrika, before Zrika. The Kamash Malon, that not. Now, so David is saying, what's the Chiddush? Chiddush, what would be the Mishnah's Chiddush? In other words, if we don't learn of Gidol HaMagad, we're going to learn not like the Gidol HaMagad, then what would the Mishnah's Chiddush be? We're basically saying like this. Our whole question was, let's go back to our question. Our question was, that Rav Gidol HaMagad came and he said, you should know, if you have an avoid of Pigul, because Pigul is not Moitzi Midei Mila. If you have Pigul, it's not going to remove the din of Mila. We asked, what do you mean, that's the Mishnah? The Mishnah already said, Shach Techutz Lazmanei, Vechutz Lamkoimai, Moilin Boy. That's the question. Comes the Chavetz Chaim and the Nezer HaKadosh, and they say, well, there's a way out. Without Rav Gidol HaMagad, we'd be able to say, the Mishnah is talking about a case we had Shechita, and no Zrik at all. He stopped right there. Shechita, stop. So, and the Mishnah is telling you that there's still a good meal. So David says, what's the Chiddush? So I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. The Mishnah also listed Shachton. What was the Chiddush? What was the Chiddush that there's a din of meal? The Chiddush was that you may say, we had in the beginning of the Masecht. Which means, we may say, just like if a carbon died, right? If you had a carbon, and the carbon died, the meal would fall off. The meal would fall off the Reise. So who adin if the carbon was shechted? Right? The Gemara said, v'emachanat, why takanat? And the Gemara said, well, Doraim is kosher for kachim kalam. Right? That was the whole first sugi. So the way the whole time is learning, it's very simple. I may think that if you have a machsheves pigul, which is unworthy for any carbon, that would be equivalent to cardiac arrest. The animal had a cardiac arrest, the eel would fall off. Right, we would say you're not moil anymore. Midaraisa, no meila. So I would say shechita spigel is like a cardiac arrest. It's no shechita. Shechita spigel is unanimously possible by kachim in all cases. So in the meila, it's kamanda chankino. And in fact, the Chofetz Chaim uses that lashon. He says kamanda chankino. So I have a. So now we understand. Rav Gidol HaMagad came in here. Now we are already beginning to maybe possibly understand. Rav Gidol HaMagad is coming and he says. He's coming in and he's broadening it. He's broadening our Mishnah. We said, L'chor, Rav Gidol HaMagad is coming, and he's minimizing the Chiddush. He's making it broader. Because just the Mishnah alone had a very small, if I wanted to take the Mishnah and make it into a very small Chiddush, then all the Mishnah is really saying is, don't think that if you shechted a korban, which was pigul, that now it's as though it died. It's not like it died, it's still a din of me'ilah. That's how we would learn it. We're talking about Kotchik Kadoshim. Kotchik Kadoshim. Okay, I'll lower it. Kotchik Kadoshim have a demila at the beginning. From the beginning. It goes off. Kotchik Kadoshim, Sheshachtim Bedarim, is talking about removing, it's already Kotchik Hashem. It's talking about removing the din of Kotchik Hashem because of the psul. So the Gemara says that you would think if you shechted a Kotchik Kadoshim in the wrong place, that would knock off the demila. Because it's like it died. The Gemara says, well, since Doram is still kosher for some karbanas, it's not like it just died. That's the Gemara. So now the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, well, pigul is not kosher anyway. So maybe if an animal was shechted with karbanas pigul, it's like it died, and if it died, the din me'ila would expire. So who I did, the me'ila would expire. He says, you should know that the pigul is even if you did the zrika. Even if you did the zrika. That the Mishnah didn't even discuss. This is the approach of the Nezer HaKadosh and the Chofetz Chaim. So of course it's an approach that we would embrace. It's a beginning of up the sugya, possibly. The problem I have with this approach is let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah qualifies the statement. The Mishnah says, Klal Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Kol she'oyse lo yishasa heter l'kohanim. Ve'ezi she'lo yishasa heter l'kohanim, she'nishchito chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mkoyim. So obviously, it's obvious that the Mishnah is talking about after Zrika. The Mishnah has to be talking about after Zrika, because before Zrika, nothing has a heter l'kohanim. Without Zrika, nothing has a heter l'kohanim. If you don't spritz the blood, of course there's no heter l'kohanim. The Mishnah can only be talking about post Zrika. So if the Mishnah would have ended Kotchi Kadashim, Shashachtam Bedarim, and then the Mishnah would have said, Shachtan Chutzlam Zmanim, Chutzlam Koyim, and Moyolim Boy, and that would be the end of the Mishnah. Then what the Chofetz Chaim is saying, we could understand. Then it makes sense, because then we could say, okay, Kamzav Gidlom Ravi says, by the way, the Mishnah never spoke about Zrika. So now I'm coming and I'm telling you about Zrika. Even if there was a Zrika's Pigul, there's still no change in the Ila status. Beautiful. My problem is, that before of Gidol Amarav, there was Amar Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua came in the Mishnah and he said, Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Kol she'oyse lo yishaseta l'koyanim, is ein moylem bo. So explaining the din of the Mishnah. He's saying, you want to know why there's a din of Me'ila by Pigel? Why Pigel doesn't affect Me'ila? Because of the fact that there's no heter l'koyanim. So obviously we're talking about the post-Zrika. Because pre-Zrika, there's no heter l'koyanim anyway. And that's the Lashon HaMishnah. Kol she'oyse lo yishaseta heter l'koyanim. She says, what's loyal shas? She nishchito chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mkoyma. The Mishnah seems to say, not like of Gidol Amarav, not like the Chaim's pshat in what the pre of Gidol Amarav approach would be. So as Gishmak, as the Chofetz Chaim's way to learn would be, we have this significant issue that it doesn't seem to flow in the Mishnah, this approach. So I want to just today learn Rashi. Okay, Rashi's approach, which I think would give us a shtickle bio. For sure, I'm going to take the Chofetz Chaim's approach, that the Mishnah would be talking about technically without Zrika. Let's take that approach. Saying it must be that the Zrika was done with Kavanas Pigul. Must be. We had a problem with that. Why should that make a difference in the Karban? Because even if you didn't have Kavanas Pigul by Zrika, it's still Pigul. There's no difference. Why would it be Lagabi Me'ila? There would be it's almost like there's a special kind of Pigul Lagabi Me'ila. It doesn't really swallow. There's no extra psukim by Me'ila. Pigul is Pigul. Well, we don't. There's no Mila, there's no Pigle, and then there's super duper Pigle, the first degree Pigle, second degree Pigle, third degree Pigle. There's Pigle. There's Pigle with chorus, there's Pigle without chorus. But to tell me, Pigle with chorus, and then there's super duper power. Pigle by Zrika. Where does that come from? I want to tell you, shall I think it like this? Of course, the Mishnah is talking about after Zrika too. L'chor. Mishnah is talking about after Zrika. Because if the Mishnah wouldn't be talking about after Zrika, then the whole Rabbi Yeshua would have to look on, doesn't make sense. But let me qualify what I think we could learn Rabbi Yeshua without Rav Gidol Amarav. Rav Gidol Amarav, without Rav Gidol Amarav, Rabbi Yeshua is basically coming and saying like this. Rav Chaim explains when in the Mishnah. When Rabbi Yeshua comes and he says, "Kol she'oyse lo yishaseta heter l'koyanim," once the meat becomes mutter l'koyanim, there's no din of me'ila. Rabbi Chaim explains that there are two ways to learn that statement. One is a simplistic way. Because the meat now becomes permitted for a boss of the dom to eat, so there's such a thing called achilas mizbeach, and there's something called achilas odom. And on achilas odom, anything which is eaten by a person is no din of me'ila. that would be elementary way to learn. So once the meat gets separated from the mizbeach and gets designated for human consumption, even a koyin, and even though it can only be lifted in a koyin, and all the chumras of kodesh kedosh, but once it's already taken away from the mizbeach and it's given to the human being to be able to eat, that takes it off the din of meal. That's definitely the elementary way to learn the Mishnah. That's the way I would read the Mishnah. I would read the Mishnah that way. Also, Isla Shasat al Kayanim is a mile and boy, because now it's no longer Achilas Mizbeach. Now it's Achilas Adam. And an Achilas Adam, there's no din of meal. It's almost a contradiction. It can't be Achilas Adam, there should be a din of meal. That doesn't flow. So once it becomes designated for Achilas Adam, it's almost like the Torah put a green light. The Torah said you can't be moil, but now it's a misdeed. It's obviously no good to meal. It's like it's partial. But then there's a deeper way to learn the Mishnah, and that's Reb Chaim's approach. Reb Chaim takes a different approach. He says that it's possible to learn the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Shas Hetzel LeKoyim, the emphasis is not that the Koyim could eat. That's not the emphasis. The emphasis is that the korban has come to its conclusion. The koyin could eat it, the koyin can't eat it. That's not the point. The point is that the korban has come to its conclusion. Just like we learned when korban died, there's no din of meal because they came to a conclusion. There's no more shame of the Hashem anymore. Right? It came to the end. So shas hetel koyin is another way of describing a korban that has come to its conclusion. The din of meal is only prior to conclusion. Now it became to the conclusion. So just like Nasus Mitzvah, just like the things that go on the Mizbeach even, once you do the Mitzvah with them, once the Mitzvah is done, there's no din of Ne'ilah, because it came to conclusion. Ne'ilah is only so long that things didn't come to conclusion. So Heter L'Kayanim is just a way of us describing something which has reached its conclusion. If you learn that way, then one can easily say that if there was a zrika at the end of the day, if there was a zrika, that's equivalent to shas hetel koyin. Any kind of zrika, and that's actually what Bishua is saying. But Bishua is saying, don't think that shechitas pigul is no din of meila, doesn't affect meila ever. No, if it came to conclusion. If it came to the conclusion, then there would be a difference. The Me'ilah would be affected. Come a second. Comes of Gidl HaMarav. Gidl HaMarav says no. No. When does the conclusionary act remove the din of Me'ilah? Even if it's not going to make it mutter for the Kayan, it's conclusionary. That's if there was a Gidl in that. If there was a Machshevus Gidl, even though it came to its conclusion, but the Machshavah Spiegel rules it to such a degree that we look at it like it never expired. It never expired, so it maintains the halacha. So, not Einish. Again, let's make it clear. Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah clearly states that the punchline of the Mishnah is the reason why, if you shech the kavanas people, why there's no din of mila, why it doesn't affect mila, is because if there's no hefter l'koyen. That's how he describes the whole Mishnah. So now the question is, that description of the whole Mishnah, what is he saying? Is he saying the carbon never reached its conclusion? Or is he saying the carbon ultimately can't be eaten to the koyen? So what I'm telling you is that this, the Reb Chaim learns that shas hefter l'koyen means it never reached its conclusion. If you learn that way, then if it did reach its conclusion, the meila gets affected. If you learn that way, then it's debatable whether if you actually did the zrika at the end, it's called that it did reach its conclusion. Then the meila will go off. Even though the client's not ending up eating it, well, like, I'll give you one more, just to make it very clear. What would be, if you had a piece of meat that became basar b'cholov? There's a pitzchei tshuva in the beginning of Uchos basar b'cholov that talks about a case where maybe a living chicken could be. He speaks about a child that had a vat of milk that was cooking on the stovetop, and a chicken flew in and flew out. And a shayla, did it become bosa b'chalav? Here's such a shayla. Didn't bosa b'chalav b'chal b'chayim? Okay. So of course, like, this will make it very clear. Everybody would be able to understand that if you shechted a korban and the korban somehow became bosa b'chalav, maybe kohen could never eat. But then you did everything. Would Rabbi Shua then say, well, you know what? There's still a din of me'ilah because there was no head of the kohen. So you would all agree that that's not necessarily what Rabbi Shua would be saying. Rabbi Shua would say, what do you mean? Out the korban, everything got completed. I don't care if he actually can eat the meat or he can't eat the meat. You're right. Zrika can't take off an issa basa b'chalav. Right? Who cares? Who cares? Okay, that's pashut, right? So Reb Chaim is taking it to another level. Reb Chaim is saying, just like you agree that it doesn't have to be that ultimately the meat could be eaten by the kohen. It could be the meat as a reason why the kohen can't eat it. So long as the avoda has come to conclusion, we're barring any other issues the kohen would be able to eat it, then the meat goes off. So long that the korban didn't come to that area of conclusion, so that if that's what Rabbi Shua would be saying, then it would be conceivable to say that, in fact, if you did do a Zrika, even if the Zrika didn't actually permit the meat to cut because it was people, still, the meal would be affected, like the Chofetz Chaim is saying. No. He says, if you had a machshevah killed by Zrika, then even though everything was already done, still the din of Me'ilu will stay in its place. That's Rav Gittel's Kiddush. And that Rav Gittel says is only if you had Kavana killed by Zrika. He agrees to Rav Chaim. He agrees to Rav Chaim. If in fact the Zrika was a good Zrika, then we look at it like a conclusion. But if the final conclusion of the korban wasn't done properly, so then the korban never even came. Never. That's Rashi. That's what Rashi learns of Gittel Amarav. So it comes out that Gittel Amarav is coming into our Mishnah, and he's telling us a chiddush in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is open for interpretation. Our Mishnah could be saying, all that Yeshua is saying is, listen, the korban has to come to conclusion for the meilah to be effective. If it does, then there's no meilah. I don't care if it was legal, it wasn't legal, as long as it was a conclusion. And that's what he meant. When he said, Shas had to look on him, that's what he meant. That was his thing. When Gittel Amarav says, listen, if there was a kavanas people in the meilah, then there was no conclusion to this korban. I'm going to explain for 1 second. Meilah says Rabbi Shua, says Rabbi Gittel Amarav, there's still a little meilah. Because there was no conclusion. Now we understand. Now the Gemara goes on the rampage. You must see what he means. Until you came around, we assumed any carbon that comes to conclusion, the din of Me'ilah gets affected. So we understood all the Mishnayim. Now you, Rav Gittel Amarav, said that if there was people at the end, then even though there was a conclusion, we treat it like there was no conclusion. That's unacceptable. That's how the Gemara, that's Pshat Mikdal. The Gemara finds a solution for each one of the cases, but now we understand the flow. Okay? So that's the way to flow. The million-dollar question is, what's the difference if you had Kavana pigled by Zrika or not? But the beauty of learning this way is that that becomes not only 10% clear, it becomes 100% clear now. Because till now, we're wearing one hat. We were wearing a pigle hat. So we're all a bunch of scientists in the library. In the laboratory, in that library, and we're trying to analyze the difference between people that happened by Shechita and didn't happen by Shechita, and people that only happened by people that happened both by Shechita and Shechita. And we can spend the rest of our lives in the laboratory and take all kinds of tests and biopsies, and I would suggest you're not going to find the chiluk. The same thing, people chorus. With all the glory, it's the same thing. That's what made this out of Rashi. totally unexplainable. How could there be a difference between Pinkel? Now, the way we're learning now is completely different. Why is it completely different? Because the Rabbi Yeshua came and he said, Heter L'Kohen. The Yidol Amarav came and he said, well, Heter L'Kohen doesn't really matter, the status of the meat. Not the meat status. And Rav Yidol Amarav came and he said, you should know it depends. If you as the Kohen did everything that had to be done, everything got finished, will be affected. If you didn't finish everything, then the Dinamila will not get affected. So now it has really nothing to do with the status of the Pigel, how serious the Pigel is, how serious the condition is the Pigel over here. It really has to do with the coin. So now, Rabbi Yehuda comes to the question. Sprinkle, which is the main machshir, matter of the that's done with a Masheva's Pigel, it's equivalent to no Zrika. Zrika is the Ritzri of the Karmen. So then, you as the client didn't finish doing what had to be done with the Karmen. The Pigel's not even talking about the status of the Karmen. Our whole question is, what do you mean the status of the Karmen is the difference between Masheva's Pigel here or there or there? As long as you have Masheva's Pigel, you're right. But the people on the round are saying, stop putting the emphasis on the meat. The meat is possible. As possible as it's going to get. The meat is not going to get any better. The meat is finished. The Rav is coming and he's saying, let's not focus on the meat. The reason why Rabbi Shimon the Mishnah said that the no dinner is worth this heter l'kohanim is because you have to finish, you, the kohen o'eve, have to finish doing all the avodas of the kohen. And if it's Rigla, which is the punchline, which is the finished line, where you have to do one, if that was done, so now it's like you stopped. You stopped, so the Din HaMi'ila is not going to be affected. That's what Gidol Amar. Same thing. Absolutely. That's what I'm trying to say. He didn't do it. But now that he shifted the responsibility off the behemoth, now we have Pigel just by Shechita and Pigel by Zrika too. Because we're not looking at the animal, we're looking at the Kohen. That's what Gidol Amarav. Now we understand Gevaldik. But Gidol Amarav came to land Chiddush, an unbelievable Chiddush. He came in and he said, Rabbeisai, if you have a carbon that's apostle Pigel and Zrika was done, regular, no Me'ila. But if the Kohen had a Machshevas Pigel at the time of Zrika, then that will interfere with considered that we came to the conclusion. That's a landlord, that's an unbelievable chiddush. Now Rabbi Gidol Amarav is the first one to say that chiddush. That's why we attack. We say, Rabbi Gidol, what do you mean? We have rights. And then we have to work it out for him. Until he came around, we had a simple job. Until he came around, we went like Mamish, like Rabbi Chaim. As long as the carbon comes to the conclusion, there's no Tanila. Until you came around, that's how we would have learned. In fact, the way Rabbi Chaim is learning, that is what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. Rabbi Yeshua is coming in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua is saying, 1 second, Rabbi Yisrael. If the Korban came to the conclusion, there's no Din HaMi'ila. That's what the word Heter L'Kohen means. So Rabbi Yeshua is only telling us, not like Rabbi Gidol Amarav. Rabbi Gidol Amarav is saying, no. That's bad for him. I'm more than Rabbi Yeshua is saying, if the Mishnah goes off here, this week of Pigel, that's only if the Pigel wasn't inherently in the Zrika. But if the Pigel was in the Zrika itself, then it won't. That's his own Chiddush. Very debatable. And therefore the Gemara debate. And bring bias for and against it.